Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have on with us from LSU SI, Zach Nagy. Zach, before we go to you, Louisville has punched their ticket. 7-6 win over Oregon State. Now they get to face Coastal Carolina. And so congratulations to the Louisville Cardinals. Pop fly to center field, couldn't get the ball in time. And Louisville beats Oregon State 7-6. And they're on the other side of the bracket now. So they will get to play a team with a 25-game winning streak in Coastal Carolina. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. And, you know, we've talked about this so many times when we've had you on about LSU wins a certain way this year. And it's with pitching. It's with great defense, timely hitting. And that's exactly how this team has advanced so far in the College World Series.
Absolutely, Mike. And first of all, appreciate you guys for having me on, as always. I was sitting here, I was telling Charlie before, I was watching this Louisville-Oregon State game. Couldn't wait to see how that would unravel. But like you said, congrats to Louisville for pulling it off. And fast forward to LSU, and absolutely, it's been a fun first two games of the College World Series for them. Like you said, you hit the nail on the head right there. It's all about timely hitting, consistent hitting, and utilizing the bullpen that they have. And we've seen that in a bunch of different areas so far, whether it's Chase Shores coming in and making some timely plays on the mound, or Cason Evans. And that's a gutsy performance today, to come in after a rain delay, step up to the mound, and really make a big-time effort for this team in order to propel them to go to 2-0 in the College World Series. So they're utilizing a ton of arms. They're elite in that category. And they're going to need that tomorrow when they face the winner of UCLA and Arkansas, because it's going to be one of those whole staff games. So excited to see how it unfolds. But like you said, man, they've been utilizing that same consistency that they had the entire season, and it's brought them this far. So time to see how far they can go moving forward.
We had Chessa Boucher on with us before, and she's in Omaha. And her guess is that tomorrow the starting pitcher would be Zach Cowan. Would that be your guess also?
Yeah, I think Chess is kind of hitting it right there, of course. I think it's going to be either Jaden Newt or Zach Cowan. I wouldn't be surprised to see them roll with either one. But like I was saying before, this is going to be one where you're utilizing a bunch of arms, I would feel like. So Cowan would be a safe bet for sure. I wouldn't be surprised to see it be either him or Jaden Newt, of course.
I hadn't thought about Newt, to be honest with you, and I'm glad you brought him up in the mix here, because that's one thing, and, you know, we get all kind of texts and callers about, oh, Jay Johnson, he don't know what he's doing, you know, and you get that type. I mean, everybody's thinks they can manage a baseball team, but he has really been able to juggle this staff, Zach, really well. And I think there's an art to that as a manager, as a skipper, to being able to know which guy to put in there at the right time. And Jay has been able to do that this year.
Yeah, you're spot on, Mike. And every time somebody asks me about Jay Johnson and the lineup tinkering that he does and all this and all that, I say two things. And the first one is, well, that's why he gets paid the big bucks. And then the second one is, man, he's the most strategic head coach I think I've been around in my career. I mean, this is a guy who every move he makes is so diligent in his thought process every single time, whether it's putting in a pinch runner or, of course, going with a starting pitcher in a College World Series game. He's the most strategic head coach I feel like I've been around so far, and obviously it's paying off so far to get to Omaha in two out of the last three seasons and having a natty under your belt as well. So, yeah, he's strategic in the way that he thinks. He's keeping that bullpen and that entire pitching staff happy by, of course, getting them on the mound and giving them opportunities to showcase their game. So it's fun to watch, and we'll have at least two more games to see how it unfolds moving forward.
before we go to Charlie, I want to ask you about their infield defense. Daniel Dickinson's done a great job, and Monster Milam, and his hitting has certainly come around here. But their infield has played so well, and I think that's a great testament to the work that gets put in. I know Scott Sanders talks about it all the time, about work, being able to work as a team, as an infield, that's a lot tougher than some people might think, because there's a lot of work involved with that. And you talk about tinkering in the lineup and what he's done at third base also. That is something that is a real plus for this LSU baseball team.
Absolutely. And that tandem of Danny Dickinson and Stephen Milam has been superb this entire year. And we've seen even more of it in the postseason as well. I think Daniel Dickinson, in my opinion, is kind of slept on in a way. He struggled a little bit as of late and dropped down the lineup from a batting perspective, but his defensive effort and defensive intensity is what's really given them a boost during the postseason so far. And then, of course, you throw in a guy like Stephen Milam, who's just doing it all. I mean, he's a jack of all trades. You moved him over to shortstop, and he hasn't skipped a beat this season. It's a different position, but he's thriving. And of course, at the plate too, I mean, he's been Mr. Consistent and coming up with those timely at-bats that you were talking about before. So the infield has been sensational. Stephen Milam and Danny Dickinson, of course, being two guys that have given them a really solid boost. But I've been loving what I've been seeing from Jared Jones as well. You've got to kind of put behind the struggles that he's had at the plate and look at what he's done defensively. He's picking up the slack in that area, despite him not really being too big of a threat. I know he hit a bomb in his first at-bat the other day, but for him to really be struggling at the plate more times than not, but still being able to come back and be effective in the field, really speaks to the type of work ethic that he has and that mental strength that he has. So to your point, Mike, that infield has been fantastic. Jared Jones, Danny Dickinson, Stephen Milam, and Broswellar Reeves, whichever one you want to throw out there, they've been fantastic. It's been a big piece for them during the postseason run.
Zach, one of the things, too, is as the series goes along and things end, next week, everybody's going to be now focused on, okay, recruiting. What does he bring in? Because the one thing with Jay Johnson, man, he's 24/7 as far as recruiting, looking around for certain pieces of the puzzle. I think he has a good idea who won't return to this team, who will decide to go into the majors. But that is something that, from a standpoint of calculation, he does a great job of sort of looking ahead. He's already got a couple of commitments from transfers. But what can you tell us about young men that will join the Tigers for the 2025-26 season?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, Jay Johnson kind of gets who Jay Johnson wants in the transfer portal. And for him this time around, it's going to be a little bit smaller of a transfer portal haul just because of the nucleus that you have coming back. On the mound, you have guys like Cooper Williams, Maverick Rizzi, William Schmidt, youngsters and true freshmen that have been extremely impactful in year one with the program. You look at guys like Derek Curiel, who will be back. A guy like Stephen Milam could be back as well. So you have a ton of key pieces within that nucleus that will be back for this program. And then you look at the transfer portal haul that they could potentially look to bring in. You've got two guys that are committed to the program in High Point infielder Braden Simpson, who's a big-time get. And I think a lot of people need to start looking at some film on him and looking at those numbers, because Braden Simpson is an absolute dude. I mean, this is a guy who can play all around the infield, a fantastic player, phenomenal at the plate. And then you also bring in a guy from Kansas State who's really ready to make an impact as well, a New Orleans native in himself. So it's time for this team to go and add to the portal haul moving forward. You're going to see some guys depart the program. You've already seen 8 thus far. But now it's time to go and fill those roster spots and see what you can do moving forward. And it's going to be exciting to see how he kind of rounds out that haul. But 2 so far, 2 extremely impactful guys. Now it's time to continue to hit the ground running while navigating, of course, the national championship run that they're on in Omaha.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jay kind of said it entering the postseason, Zach, that if nobody felt good about his pitching staff, Jay Johnson felt good about his pitching staff. And the way that he's used Chase Schwarber specifically, I think it's been really fascinating. We were talking with Chessa about this as well, that when he just uses Chase for three outs, four outs at a time in these little kind of relief appearances, Chase is really allowed to kind of cut it loose a little bit and just empty the gas tank, where he's throwing 100 miles per hour fastball. You can't really touch it if you're an opposing hitter. But he's just been excellent for this LSU bullpen down the stretch, and he's going to continue to be a key piece moving forward.
Yeah, he has been, Charlie. And this is a guy who, of course, came into the year with tremendous expectations, a weekend starter type role, et cetera, and has had to adjust to a role out of the bullpen. And I feel like he's adjusted accordingly, right? We saw it. Yes, we saw it today. I mean, this is a guy who has thrived. And when you need him for only a handful of outs or less, like you said, can kind of take the top off and really just go crazy and utilize 99, 100 mile per hour pitches. And the command's been there. And that's been the biggest thing for Chase Shores, is staying under control. And we've been seeing him do that. He's been a fantastic bullpen piece to this point. And now it's just about being consistent. And I think that's the word of this entire conversation, is consistency. This team's been consistent, man. They've been making plays day in and day out. And you're seeing it on the pitching staff. You're seeing it from Chase Shores. It's been a fantastic run so far. And I love what I've seen from a guy like Chase Shores so far.
Zach, we've had some texts and people call in to ask about LSU football recruiting. They've brought in a number of 4- and 5-star athletes over the past couple weeks. And so kind of give us an update on how that's going. I know normally in that mid-June to early July is when you get a lot of verbal commitments. So kind of tell us a little bit about what's happening from a football standpoint. And to be honest with you, that football commitment, that ain't worth the piece of paper it's written on. But it does give us something to talk about in the dog days of summer.
Yeah, man, you're not lying. In this day and age, I mean, a verbal commitment, it is what it is. We'll see what happens when pen touches paper in December during that early signing period. But for right now, LSU sitting there with the number 2 overall class in the country. They're right behind USC, and they're in the midst of a huge official visit season in June. They've had double-digit official visitors come to campus and take multi-day stays. It's been a fantastic 3-weekend stretch to this point, and now you're entering that last weekend of official visits in June coming up, and you're going to have just a handful of big-time players making their way to campus. You have the number 1 running back, or I'm sorry, the number 1 wide receiver in Tristan Keys making his way to Baton Rouge, and that's a big one, Mike. This is a guy who's been traveling all over this year. He's checked out Texas A&M, Miami, and Tennessee officially, and now he'll come back and make his way to Baton Rouge. LSU holds the pledge, and they're going to continue to try to hold on to that down the stretch. So a big-time official visitor there. And then the other headliner is going to be Lamar Brown. He's the number 1 athlete in the country, dominates in the trenches on both sides of the ball. He's been trending towards Texas A&M, so now LSU has their chance to swing for the fences and get their crack at the Baton Rouge native and see what they can do in his recruitment. So it's been a big time stretch so far, but like you said, we're entering that period where those June official visits kind of set the stage and set the tone for what's to come in July, where you could see a string of commitments come from LSU. It's a big time stretch for this team.
For the big man, do you look at him as more as an interior offensive lineman or a defensive lineman?
Yeah, Lamar Brown is a true Swiss Army knife. This is a guy who can do it all on both sides of the ball. He's voiced his kind of thoughts on his recruitment that he wants to be recruited as a defensive lineman. That's why Texas A&M and LSU have both kind of separated themselves from the pack. So the kind of current expectation would be that he's going to play defensive line. But, man, he's so talented on both sides of the ball. And if he wants to, he can play both. So we'll see if Brad Davis can kind of get that recruiting pitch in as well to him this weekend. But this is a guy who I think is going to make some big-time plays on defense if that's the route he chooses.
To me, Zach, he's a better offensive lineman than a defensive lineman. But you know what? To get him, I'll say, okay, we'll put you on defense and let you play there. But watching him, he looks to be a natural as an offensive lineman, just through my eyes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think when I think of Lamar Brown, I think of nimble. And quick feet. I mean, he can move very well for his size. And this is a 6'3", 6'4", 285-pounder who can really move like a tight end. I mean, he's extremely nimble and quick. So having that type of versatility on the offensive line is key. We've seen him rise to the number 1 interior offensive lineman in the country. And then he just said he wants to play defense too. So you get him listed as an athlete. Now he's the number one athlete in the country. So you're spot on right there, Mike. This is a guy who's fantastic at offensive line. And LSU's going to do all they can to make sure that he's kind of in this 2026 class. And then from there, they'll see where he pans out to get on the field. But you're spot on, man. This is a guy who's a fantastic O-lineman. It's a matter of them kind of keeping their foot on the gas to try to get him in this 2026 recruiting class now.
Zach, one last baseball question before we let you run. If you're looking at tonight's game, which is now scheduled for 6:30, Steve just told me, between UCLA and Arkansas, and we'll see if it gets the whole game in. Apparently there's some weather concerns in Omaha, but Arkansas is apparently going to be going back to ace pitcher Zach Root, the lefty, against UCLA's very lefty-heavy lineup. Root didn't throw too many pitches in the opener against LSU on Saturday before he got pulled in the second inning, so it makes sense for them to go back to him. They've obviously burned Gage Wood. They've burned Gabe Gackle. And now they're going to be burning Zach Root. And that's part of the reason staying in the winner's bracket is so, so important for this LSU team, is that let Arkansas burn all their pitching, trying to get back to beat you twice to get to the College World Series finals. But if you're an LSU fan, you know, who do you want to see again? It's going to be a rematch either way against Arkansas or UCLA. But both teams are very, very tough.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one just because, of course, like you said, Arkansas is going to be going into the matchup potentially, if they get over UCLA, against LSU with a lack there of star power on the mound. They've got consistent pieces in the bullpen, and that's been one of their main like kind of mottos this year, is just being able to go to the bullpen and thrive. So you never want to face a team like Arkansas, is what I'm trying to say. They're super talented at the plate. Most of their lineup bats over 300. I mean, they're sensational. So you don't want to play against Arkansas, in my opinion, even despite burning most of your pitchers. I think if you go into this one, it'd be you want to see UCLA win just because you've seen what you can do against them. You've handled business to this point. So for me going into this one, you don't want to face either one of them, but if you got to pick one, it's UCLA for me.
I'll be pulling for UCLA tonight, too. I'm with you, Zach.
Well.
I'm with you on that, brother. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Always great insights. Appreciate your time, and thank you so much. Have a great night tonight.
Absolutely, my guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
All righty. Zach Nagy does a great job covering LSU football, baseball, basketball for LSU on SI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.